from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mike Silver, remember him? He's got a report on Brandon Ayuk and Washington. I will get to that here momentarily. Ben Standing's going to join us at noon. And Denton is going to do a college football preview with the season getting ready to start tomorrow. This segment of the show is brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. So Mike Silver, if you recall, Mike Silver, longtime NFL reporter, and then he actually remembered joined the Washington Commanders as the guy, you know, in charge of creating the content for the team's website. He was good friends with Ron Rivera. They were both Cal Berkeley grads. He had written a very interesting story, if you recall, prior to Ron Rivera being hired by Washington, about Rivera and the exit from Carolina. But Mike Silver's been back in San Francisco, working NFL media back there, and he tweeted out yesterday, quote, "My updated information on Brandon Ayuk is that everything is still on the table, including all the trades you've heard about, that Steelers scenario, and I wouldn't rule out Washington," closed quote. You know, I first saw this on ProFootballTalk.com. You know, it was a Florio thing, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to even talk about that today, thinking that it was a Florio report, but it's not. Mike Silver with the San Francisco Chronicle was on KNBR radio out in the Bay Area and said that everything's on the table, including all the trades you've heard about, including he would not rule out Washington. I kind of feel like the situation with Brandon Ayuk and Washington goes like this. There was interest. The price was too high. The Steelers and other teams, including New England, where Brandon Ayuk did not want to go and was not willing to commit to signing a long-term deal. And remember, unless Brandon Ayuk's willing to sign a long-term deal, you're not going to trade for Brandon Ayuk, right? You're just not going to do that. He's got 1 year left on his deal. But I would probably suggest to all of you that there's interest in Brandon Ayuk with Adam Peters and company, but they've got a hard price, and it's too low for San Francisco. You know, it is, we would do this deal for a second and a fifth. If you're willing to take that and Brandon's willing to sign a long-term contract with us, we'll do that. But that's not what the 49ers probably want. You know, they want a second and a third, or they want a second and a fourth and a player, you know, or they want a second and Terry McLaurin. And Adam Peters has essentially just said, you know what we're willing to offer. That's it. We're not going any higher. And it sounds like, you know, that's, you know, not acceptable. So, which is why the 49ers have looked elsewhere. I would still bet a lot of money that Brandon Ayuk plays for the 49ers this year. You know, it's not a pretty situation for them. They open up with the Jets on Monday Night Football, you know, and I understand Kyle's greatness as a coordinator. I do. I understand that they drafted a wide receiver in the first round. Brandon Ayuk was their most valuable player last year. A lot of the advanced, you know, data, and we had that guy, Ben Solak, on the show last week, Denton, to talk about the story that he wrote about Brandon Ayuk's value to the 49ers. I mean, he acknowledges that there's true benefit in playing for Kyle Shanahan and playing in that system. By the way, is Ricky Pearsall, their first-round pick from Florida, who they drafted at the end of the first round, is he hurt?
I know he was dealing with something. I don't know that he's played at all this preseason. I haven't kept my eye on it, but I think he started the training camp period with something.
I mean, let's be honest here. If Brandon Ayuk started the season holding out, because at that point you don't really hold in anymore, right? If the season starts, I don't know how that works. They don't have a number one wide receiver. They have a number one playmaker in Deebo Samuel. They obviously have George Kittle, and they've got Christian McCaffrey, but they don't have a true number one outside stretch the field wide receiver if Brandon Ayuk's not on that team. I just think he's going to be on the team. They have to, by the way, they re-signed Logan Thomas. They cut him about 2 weeks ago, and they re-signed him to a one-year deal. I don't know if that's because they had tight ends that got hurt or something. But they have a much better chance to win the Super Bowl in 2024 with Brandon Ayuk than without. Which, by the way, is why they probably don't want to move him unless they got some incredible haul for him, which would include a receiver. I mean, I think they wanted a receiver as part of it. Dotson was available. I still think Ayuk stays in San Francisco. That's my Washington being interested does not surprise me. Washington being, you know, steadfast in this is the highest we would go is fine with me too. I've got trust right now because there's no reason not to. And Adam Peters in particular on a deal like this because he knows the player. But man, be nice to have Brandon Ayuk side by side with Terry McLaurin. Be interesting anyway. My prediction still is Ayuk plays with the 49ers this year. Denton, where are you?
I have not been on the Brandon Ayuk coming here train since like maybe May. I still am not at this point. If Adam Peters really wanted him, he would have gotten him already. That's kind of how I feel about it. He knows the person. He knows what San Francisco is asking for. If they really wanted him, they would have already gone out and gotten him.
Look, I mean, there's always the possibility. It's not a very good possibility that the 49ers struggle without him and that they end up trading him before the trade deadline. And at that point, they have less leverage. You know, and maybe the price that Washington was willing to consider is back in play. But I would bet that a Brandon Ayuk availability, if the 49ers get to the point where they have to trade him, that they wouldn't suffer significantly in value returned because there would be multiple suitors. The problem, of course, is that Ayuk has all the leverage because he doesn't have to commit to signing a long-term deal with the team that's interested in trading him, which narrows the market to maybe one or two teams versus it maybe being four or five teams as we get into the season. They need Brandon Ayuk. They need Trent Williams. And then, you know, they can worry about paying Brock Purdy and the ramifications to the overall roster coming off a Super Bowl trip and maybe a Super Bowl victory. That should be their main focus this year. You know, it shouldn't. You get to a point where you've been to four NFC title games, two Super Bowls, and the two NFC title games you lost, you had a legitimate chance to win. One in which you had a defensive back drop an interception. Two, you lost every quarterback that you had in the first half. And that, you know, obviously doomed you in Philadelphia a couple of years ago. And you got you've got a window here that isn't, you know, open forever because you have to pay your quarterback. You've got it. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy when this season is over. And, you know, you're going to lose something because of that. You're going to lose a Debo. Trent's getting old. They've got to win the Super Bowl this year. Their chances of doing it without Brandon Ayuk are not as good. That's still where I am. There's a very interesting comment last night made by Kirk Herbstreit about the Indianapolis Colts and their current starting quarterback. You will hear that when we come back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Major League Baseball, Nats beat the Rockies 8-3. Patrick Corbin pitched six innings, allowing just one run on four hits and striking out eight. James Woodwin 1-3 at the plate with two RBI and a stolen base. Nats on the road tonight and this weekend in Atlanta, but tonight they start at 7:20. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan. In the NFL, Kansas City makes Creed Humphrey the highest-paid center in the league with a four-year, $72 million extension. 50 of that is guaranteed. Of course, yesterday, Washington traded Jahan Dotson to division rival Philadelphia for a 2025 third-rounder and two sevenths in 2025. And then just announced, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has said that the waiting period for coaching candidates to be inducted has been reduced from five seasons out of the game to just one, which means Bill Belichick could be inducted as early as next season. And that's what's trending.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Mike Silver, remember him? He's got a report on Brandon Ayuk and Washington. I will get to that here momentarily. Ben Standing's going to join us at noon. And Denton is going to do a college football preview with the season getting ready to start tomorrow. This segment of the show is brought to you by Floor and Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor and Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. So Mike Silver, if you recall, Mike Silver, longtime NFL reporter, and then he actually joined the Washington Commanders as the guy, you know, in charge of creating the content for the team's website. He was good friends with Ron Rivera. They were both Cal Berkeley grads. He had written a very interesting story, if you recall, prior to Ron Rivera being hired by Washington, about Rivera and the exit from Carolina. But Mike Silver has been back in San Francisco working NFL media back there. And he tweeted out yesterday, quote, "My updated information on Brandon Ayuk is that everything is still on the table, including all the trades you've heard about, that Steelers scenario, and I wouldn't rule out Washington," closed quote. You know, I first saw this on Pro Football Talk Facebook.com. You know, it was a Florio thing. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to even talk about that today, thinking that it was a Florio report. But it's not. Mike Silver with the San Francisco Chronicle was on KNBR radio out in the Bay Area and said that everything's on the table, including all the trades you've heard about, including he would not rule out Washington. I kind of feel like the situation with Brandon Ayuk and Washington goes like this. There was interest. The price was too high. The Steelers and other teams, including New England, where Brandon Ayuk did not want to go and was not willing to commit to signing a long-term deal. And remember, unless Brandon Ayuk's willing to sign a long-term deal, you're not going to trade for Brandon Ayuk, right? You're just not going to do that. He's got 1 year left on his deal. But I would probably suggest to all of you that there's interest in Brandon Ayuk with Adam Peters and company, but they've got a hard price, and it's too low for San Francisco. You know, it is, we would do this deal for a second and a fifth. If you're willing to take that, and Brandon's willing to sign a long-term contract with us, we'll do that. But that's not what the 49ers probably want. You know, they want a second and a third, or they want a second and a fourth and a player, you know, or they want a second and Terry McLaurin. And Adam Peters has essentially just said, you know what we're willing to offer. That's it. We're not going any higher. And it sounds like, you know, that's, you know, not acceptable. So, which is why the 49ers have looked elsewhere. I would still bet a lot of money that Brandon Ayuk plays for the 49ers this year. You know, it's not a pretty situation for them. They open up with the Jets on Monday Night Football, you know, and I understand Kyle's greatness as a coordinator. I do. I understand that they drafted a wide receiver in the first round. Brandon Ayuk was their most valuable player last year. A lot of the advanced, you know, data, and we had that guy, Ben Solak, on the show last week, Denton, to talk about the story that he wrote about Brandon Ayuk's value to the 49ers. I mean, he acknowledges that there's true benefit in playing for Kyle Shanahan and playing in that system. By the way, is Ricky Pearsall their first round pick from Florida, who they drafted at the end of the first round? Is he hurt?
I know he was dealing with something. I don't know that he's played at all this preseason. I haven't kept my eye on it, but I think he started the training camp period with something.
I mean, let's be honest here. If Brandon Ayuk started the season holding out, because at that point, you don't really hold in anymore, right? If the season starts, I don't know how that works. They don't have a number one wide receiver. They have a number one playmaker in Deebo Samuel. They obviously have George Kittle, and they've got Christian McCaffrey. But they don't have a true number one outside stretch the field wide receiver if Brandon Ayuk's not on that team. I just think he's going to be on the team. They have to, by the way, they re-signed Logan Thomas. They cut him about 2 weeks ago, and they re-signed him to a one-year deal. I don't know if that's because they had tight ends that got hurt or something. But they have a much better chance to win the Super Bowl in 2024 with Brandon Ayuk than without, which, by the way, is why they probably don't want to move him unless they got some incredible haul for him, which would include a receiver. I mean, I think they wanted a receiver as part of it. Dotson was available. I still think Ayuk stays in San Francisco. That's my Washington being interested does not surprise me. Washington being, you know, steadfast in this is the highest we would go is fine with me too. I've got trust right now because there's no reason not to. And Adam Peters in particular on a deal like this because he knows the player. But man, be nice to have Brandon Ayuk side by side with Terry McLaurin. Be interesting anyway. My prediction still is Ayuk plays with the 49ers this year. Denton, where are you?
I have not been on the Brandon Ayuk coming here train since like maybe May. I still am not at this point. If Adam Peters really wanted him, he would have gotten him already. That's kind of how I feel about it. He knows the person. He knows what San Francisco is asking for. If they really wanted him, they would have already gone out and gotten him.
Look, I mean, there's always the possibility, it's not a very good possibility, that the 49ers struggle without him and that they end up trading him before the trade deadline. And at that point, they have less leverage. You know, and maybe the price that Washington was willing to consider is back in play. But I would bet that a Brandon Ayuk availability, if the 49ers get to the point where they have to trade him, that they wouldn't suffer significantly in value returned because there would be multiple suitors. The problem, of course, is that Ayuk has all the leverage because he doesn't have to commit to signing a long-term deal with the team that's interested in trading him, which narrows the market to maybe one or two teams versus it maybe being four or five teams as we get into the season. They need Brandon Ayuk. They need Trent Williams. And then, you know, they can worry about paying Brock Purdy and the ramifications to the overall roster coming off a Super Bowl trip and maybe a Super Bowl victory. That should be their main focus this year. You know, it shouldn't – you get to a point where you've been to four NFC title games, two Super Bowls, and the two NFC title games you lost, you had a legitimate chance to win. One, in which you had a defensive back drop an interception. Two, you lost every quarterback that you had in the first half. And that, you know, obviously doomed you in Philadelphia a couple of years ago. And you've got a window here that isn't, you know, open forever because you have to pay your quarterback. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy when this season is over. And, you know, you're going to lose something because of that. You're going to lose a Debo. Trent's getting old. They've got to win the Super Bowl this year. Their chances of doing it without Brandon Ayuk are not as good. That's still where I am. There's a very interesting comment last night made by Kirk Herbstreit about the Indianapolis Colts and their current starting quarterback. You will hear that when we come back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Major League Baseball, Nats beat the Rockies 8-3. Patrick Corbin pitched six innings, allowing just one run on four hits and striking out eight. James Wood went 1-3 at the plate with two RBI and a stolen base. Nats on the road tonight and this weekend in Atlanta, but tonight they start at 7:20. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan. In the NFL, Kansas City makes Creed Humphrey the highest paid center in the league with a 4-year, $72 million extension. 50 of that is guaranteed. Of course, yesterday, Washington traded Jahan Dotson to division rival Philadelphia for a 2025 third rounder and two sevenths in 2025. And then just announced, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has said that the waiting period for coaching candidates to be inducted has been reduced from five seasons out of the game to just one, which means Bill Belichick could be inducted as early as next season. And that's what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.